Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And pretend your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. What motivates me? That's the new book by Chester Elton and Adrian Gostick. Put your passion to work. This book is chock full of significant, highly scientific research that they've boiled down into some plain English that you and I can use in our small businesses to understand what motivates our employees, not only what motivates them, the different motivating factors, but the motivating personalities. You can sort of get your people into, years ago, by the way, thanks again, Chester, for being here. Thanks for 10 great years plus, and congratulations on the new book. You want to give us a website where
sure,
they find the book and everything?
You bet. TheCultureWorks.com is our website. You can get a link there, but books available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and airports, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Yeah, so check it out. And by the way, this book has an assessment in the back of the book, right?
It does. You know, if you've ever taken like a Strength Finders or you've taken Emotional Intelligence 2.0, very similar. It takes you about 20 minutes, and it spits out a wonderful report. It's about a 20-page report. It talks about the, you know, which are your strong motivators, which are your strong identities.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is helpful. You know, we have a lot of fun with it in our family. My wife and I took it. If you want to have some fun.
That sounds dangerous.
It is a little dangerous, but it really does help you understand each other a lot better.
Right.
You know, what's important to her, what's important to you, and what's important to your partner. It's a wonderful process.
Well, what I was about to say a minute ago is I remember reading M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled.
Right.
He basically said the world is made up of two kinds of folks, neurotics and people with character disorders. Or at least he said that with his counseling, that was his world. He either saw people who were neurotics or they had character disorders. I won't go into how he described them, although that's pretty handy to do. But the point is, after reading that book, I was able to start putting people that I met into those categories, and it helped me learn how to deal with them.
Sure.
And so by having these five identities that you've identified in your book, it helps you when you meet someone, at least you can say, okay, sounds like this is where they are in their life right now.
Sure. Well, you know, and simple things. You know, as you look at the 23 motivators, for example, Adrian Gostick, my writing partner, and I, you know, we grew up in different economic situations. Money as a motivator for me is literally number 23.
Right.
Not that it's not important, I just get to it in different ways. He grew up, you know, money is like number 5. So when he and I in our business start to talk about how we spend money, he's much more judicious. I mean, he wants to put things out to bid. He wants to make sure we're getting the right price. Me, you know, my number one motivator is friendship.
Right.
I want to work with talented, good people that I like. And, you know, if you don't understand the differences there, he thinks I'm being frivolous with our money, and I think he's being a tightwad. But when you understand that, you say, no, let's approach this in a way where we can have a win-win. Let's put the stuff out to bid, and then let's give the bids to the people that we would prefer to work with, and if they can match it, we'll go. Do you know what I mean? So now we get to do the things we like to do in a way that we're comfortable, and we haven't offended each other or alienated each other because we understand our motivators.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So talk a little bit about, just go through these five identities a little bit quickly. Achievers. When someone's an achiever, what are you thinking about?
Well, they love a challenge, right? They love to excel. They want ownership. They thrive under pressure, and they love problem solving. Now, what's interesting is we also have what are called the reward-driven, which are money and prestige and recognition is important.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, well, what's the difference between an achiever and a reward-driven? They said, well, here's the perfect example. An achiever says, I want to run a marathon. You know, it's on my list. That's something I want to achieve before I die, kind of thing. The reward-driven says, I don't want to just run the marathon. I want to win the marathon, right? So money and recognition and prestige are very important. You know, they tend to gravitate towards being in sales and so on, right? Then you look at the builders that, you know, they want to develop others, and friendships are important. They have purpose. They want to serve people. Teamwork is important. Social responsibility. These tend to be great mentors. These are people people that are good managers. You know, you want them in charge. Caregivers, empathy, family, fun. You know, these are the people that kind of smooth things out in the workplace. They're the ones that come in and make sure everybody feels valued and is getting along, that they've got work-life balance. They're the ones that'll throw the party and make sure that people's birthdays are remembered and so on. Really make the workplace feel...
And here's where this is handy. Another way this is handy. As we all know, Chester, and as you and I probably talked about, if you're not leading change, you can't just identify change, accept it, and manage it. You got to lead change.
Exactly.
And if you're going to lead that, you got to have acceptance and contribution from your team, and that means you got to have some member of your team take the lead on change.
Right.
And if you're getting ready to start something, knowing who are in these different identities will help you decide maybe one of these people should be leading this next change.
Or
there's
right.
something to do with HR, something to do with moving the offices, adding a new vendor, whatever it might be.
Right. And that blend, you know, have you got the right blend of people? You don't necessarily want everybody to have the same profile. You know, you want some diversity of thought. Here's one of the data points that really struck home to us, Jim, and we're going to be so passionate about
15 seconds, quickly.
Okay. Is that when you're happy at work, you're 150% more likely to be happy at home.
Yeah.
And that's why we love about creating great workplaces.
I believe it.
Happy at work, happy at home. It's a great mission.
That's a great, great, great final thought there. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, theCultureWorks.com, is that right?
You got it.
What Motivates Me is the new book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Thanks, Chester. Come back soon.
You bet. You motivate me, Jim.
You too, buddy. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.